It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. At the French Open in Paris, there were tantrums, thrown rackets, and soaking rains that forced an overnight delay. In the end, Rafael Nadal made history today by winning his record-breaking 7th French Open title. He beat Novak Djokovic in 4 sets. Nadal joined Maria Sharapova, who won the women's title on Saturday, and she made history of her own, joining the elite group of players who've earned a career Grand Slam by winning Wimbledon and the Australian, French, and U.S. Opens. To talk about the results, I'm joined by Mary Carrillo, analyst at the French Open for Tennis Channel and NBC, and a former professional tennis player herself. Mary, welcome to the program.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you.
Now, when Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic met in the last 3 Grand Slam finals, Nadal lost. What gave him the edge in Paris?
Well, the clay. I mean, this is a surface on which no one plays the way Rafa Nadal has, and he was trying to break his tie with the great Bjorn Borg. But Nadal, you know, he'd been losing so many times to Djokovic in the last 12 months, and it looked like he was finally going to pull it off against Novak in the Australian Open this year on the hard courts of Melbourne. He was up 4-2 in the 5th set, and in a match that ended up going just shy of 6 hours, Djokovic came good. So, you know, I think Rafa was very, very happy that he got to play Djokovic here on the clay.
In the end, do you think the rain delay overnight worked in Nadal's favor? He'd been struggling a bit in the 4th set, right, when they broke
the rain. He sure was. That's exactly what happened. I mean, nature was in a very melodramatic mood over the weekend, and there was a lot of wind, and then a lot of rain came. And at the time, Rafa was up 2 sets in a break, and it looked for all the world like he was going to go through this entire French Open Championships without dropping a set. But then it started getting wetter and wetter, and it became a mud track. And Rafa's ball, he puts so many RPMs on the ball. He hits with so much spin. And on a dry clay court, people are normally trying to reply to his shots from around their ears. But now it became a wet track, and the ball wasn't jumping off the court any longer. And not only that, Novak Djokovic, who'd been serving so poorly for the first couple of sets, started serving much better. So now Rafa's replies were coming in shorter. Novak was taking over the court, managing it better, and won 8 straight games in a row. So by the time the rains finally came, Nadal was very, very happy to get off that court and start over again today.
And something happened overnight that turned things around.
Well, it stopped raining. It only took 49 minutes for this thing to finally get resolved.
This morning.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk also about the women's side, Mary. Maria Sharapova, who won the women's title in Paris, she has struggled very publicly. She's talked about this publicly on clay in Paris, but she managed to pull it out this year. What happened?
Well, Maria has, you're right, she referred to herself not that many years ago at the French Open as a cow on ice. She's 6'2". She's got a high center of gravity. She had always struggled on this surface. And look, she's been working hard. She had shoulder surgery that's taken her a couple of years to recover from because it so affected her serve, which is such a big part of her arsenal. So all credit to her. I mean, she won a major on a surface that had really confounded her for many, many years. And, you know, so now, unlike the men's side, where it's sort of become a two-man race, Maria Sharapova becomes the 6th different champion in the last 6 Grand Slam championships. So she's in a very good position to do some damage at Wimbledon, which is a surface much better suited to her. She won it for the first time when she was only 17.
What does that say, that there have been that many women champions?
There's no great rivalry in women's tennis these days. So it's a bit of a grab bag. It's a very different thing, the men and the women these days. You know, the men you can count on seeing the same couple of guys on the last weekend of play. With the women, it's, you know, it's anybody's ballgame.
Mary Carrillo, it's great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
All things considered, it was great to talk to you.
That's Mary Carrillo, who is covering the French Open for Tennis Channel and NBC Sports.